Here's some history. As Massachusetts laid the foundation for its state house in 1795, Governor Samuel Adams, Paul Revere, and William Scole decided to leave a token of their time for us residents of the future. They enclosed a time capsule, a strong box, in a cornerstone of the state house, where it was recovered by the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston last week. Joining me now is fellow resident of the future, now the present, Massachusetts Secretary of State William Galvin, who was on hand as the capsule was unearthed. Welcome.
It's good to be with you.
And as residents of the future, now the present, what was it like to see this unearthing? I guess it had been known to be there from earlier documents?
We were aware of its presence, not just because there were very detailed notes of its original entombment in 1795, but when it was subsequently removed because of construction in 1855, it was very ceremoniously returned with some new additions from 1855. And it had stayed since 1855 in the cornerstone. Now, again, because of dealing with a water issue in the original part of the building, it was necessary to move the cornerstone, and we wanted to make sure we protected the time capsule. So we had to locate it. It took a lot more time than we thought, to be honest. We had felt that since it was plastered in the bottom of the stone in 1855, the plaster would break easily. They made good plaster in 1855. It took about all day to get it out.
Wow. Do we know if anybody peeked in the box back in 1855?
Well, yeah, they did. In fact, the original box, the 1795 box, was apparently animal hide and had deteriorated. So they took all the artifacts from 1795, and they replaced them in a metal box, which is what we recovered the other day. And they added some of their own from 1855. So they put a new, an additional inscription reciting once again what they had done in 1855. And we believe all of that is in the box. The biggest question that now remains is what's the condition of the contents of the box? Unfortunately, we also have notes that in 1855, they washed some of the coins in acid, which we're concerned might have had some adverse effect on the condition of the coins, but we'll, over the next few days, be determining exactly their condition and where we go from here.
Those people in the 1850s didn't know anything, did they?
I guess it's an ongoing process. We've all learned and made mistakes, and we hope they didn't make a very bad mistake. We're going to find out real soon.
Well, I love that this is actually two time capsules in one. You include the 18,
when you think of it, 1855 is before the Civil War.
Sure,
I mean, that in and of itself, that's fascinating.
Now, you mentioned that it's going to be X-rayed, or it has been X-rayed, and you've got some idea, any rumors of what the condition is of the coins?
We're going to have a consultation with all the curators to make sure that. Right now, our main concern. The time capsule itself is actually relatively small. I was surprised. It's almost as if it were a metal book. And we know it was very tightly sealed and soldered. So we have to be very careful if we do open it, how it's to be opened to make sure there's no damage to the contents. And then we're going to have to decide, it's definitely going back. That's not a decision. Of course, it's going back. The question is, if we open it and we take out the contents, will we add any more? That remains to be decided, but sometime in the next few months, it'll be restored as the construction progresses.
What do you put in it? An iPad or something?
Suggested in light of the presence of Sam Adams at the first incarnation of it, maybe we should now put a bottle of Sam Adams. After all, who would have believed, or certainly Sam wouldn't have believed, that he'd have a beer named after him in 2015 when this will probably be going back. So maybe that's an idea, but I think that might be a little too profane for a cornerstone.
Right, although I suspect in his lifetime, Sam Adams named a few beers. He named a few beers after himself, there at the table. Who does this stuff belong to? You?
Well, it's the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I'm just a temporary administrator who handles it. We have actually a tremendous number of artifacts at our museum in Columbia Point in Boston, and We have the history of America in many many detailed ways, and going back to our original charter from Charles I.
Well, one of the more fun things about being Secretary of State in Massachusetts. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Massachusetts Secretary of State William Galvin was on hand as the time capsule from 1795 was unearthed. It's been unearthed before. It's been X-rayed. We'll find out later this week what's actually in it.